Okie dokie. Anytime you're ready, there, my friend Josh.
Okay. Should we ask everyone to mute their individual headsets?
Yeah, that'd be great. That's star six, right? Yeah.
Okay, great. So if everyone can press star six, that means you'll be able to mute your individual headsets and not be disrupted by people chiming in or background noise or whatever. And Bill, at star five, into lecture mode.
Yes.
Okay. Have you done that, or shall I do that now?
We're all set.
Oh, okay, good. All right. So my name is Josh Millar, and I work with a company called the IBIS Group. We help loan officers partner with productive realtors, experienced realtors in their local markets. And then we help you develop long-term, mutually beneficial relationships with these agents. I'll give you some additional information about us and about Bill Sparkman after the call so there aren't any distractions. But today, our guest is Bill Sparkman, the coach. And Bill has coached, trained, and motivated thousands of mortgage professionals nationwide. He's been creating and developing champions in the mortgage business, as well as salespeople in all fields, since 1987. Today, Bill is going to talk about a pretty exciting topic, the secret to reverse prospecting. And, Bill, you ready to get started?
All set.
Great.
We're on. Well, let's get going. And welcome, everybody, to today's business building teleseminar, The Art of Reverse Prospecting. Josh used that word champion. And looks to me like that's about what's left in this business, and I'm sure those that are on the call today are part of that group. So I just want to also give my thanks to Josh and the IBIS Group for not only sponsoring this call, but for being part of the business growth plan of everyone that's on the phone. There's a huge commitment there, and they have sponsored this continuing series. So thanks to Josh and the IBIS Group for that. It seems as though we're at another turning point in the real estate and the mortgage industry. I say a turning point. We've had a few of those in the last 13 or 14 months. Most of the weak, the lucky, and the lazy have been weeded out. I don't think that they could really tolerate the new work ethic and the new pros skills that are required today. So all I can say is congratulations to you. Joining us today, you're part of that group because the cream will always rise to the top. You're still here. You have the opportunity to seize an incredible amount of opportunities that are presenting themselves today. It seems like we've gone through or in the midst of going through kind of the final cut, and you're still here, so good for you. I think Vince Lombardi said that luck is where preparation and opportunity meet. I have to take a bit of exception with that. Sorry, Vince. For me, the real luck is where opportunities and preparation match up and meet action. And I think that's what the call is about today. This, I believe, is how fortunes will always be made, the same way they always have been, and that is through the being proactive and taking action, either on the strategies that you're currently using that are working or taking some action into some areas that you maybe have been evaluating for yourself and have not moved forward on yet. So maybe that's just a key word for today. I know last time it was flexibility, and maybe now it's back to dig it in, putting your game face on, and really using action as your guide. I still believe, as always, there's about a half a dozen things that will determine 80% of your success in your life and your business. And if you can master those half a dozen things, I say that you will have absolute control over your destiny. Now, I'm not suggesting that today's topic is one of those half a dozen things. Maybe it's action, though. You know, maybe somewhere in there, being proactive, acting in a way that generates what it is that you're looking for in creating a life on purpose and a business that works. So maybe it's that, but I guess I just want to reiterate that it's not a thousand things you have to be really good at today. In fact, actually, less is more. I would like to see you actually focusing your time, more time actually, on less things. And in today and talking to some of the marketing strategies, I'm not suggesting that you jump and get yourself involved in all 8 or 9 of these particular strategies, but maybe finding 1 or 2 that match your style, that matches your budget, and matches your personality, and then get real good at that. So here's the objective, as always, tangible strategies for a very specific type of marketing, a very specific style of marketing, number one. And number two, I'm going to talk about how to utilize this particular strategy on a budget. And I think we could all appreciate that, how to use reverse prospecting again on a budget. So, and I want to try to make it easier for you to do than not do. So that's my commitment. We already know Josh is in the IBIS group, stepping up, giving you the ideas that you need to help grow your business. So let's get busy. In the past few calls, we've talked about different types of marketing. I've touched on high impact marketing, getting yourself on the radar screen, going out, kissing babies, shaking hands, building relationships through trust, confidence, and credibility. That is one specific type of marketing. We talked about automated marketing in a number of different ways. We've talked about educational marketing through event and seminar marketing. So the fourth area that I want to really shine the light on today and to stretch your mind a little bit is called, again, reverse prospecting. So let me just start by at least giving you my take, and remember that this is all things that I've made up, that I've used, that we're coaching. So I want to give you my take on really what reverse prospecting is first, and then I want to give you some specific examples that you can look at and again, see which of those, if any, fit into your marketing style as well. So, well, first of all, so what is it? Really, reverse prospecting, it's pretty simple. It's just a, I don't know, just a word I made up. It just means that somebody's actually picked up the phone and contacted you rather than you doing outbound phone calling or outbound marketing. So this is a, it's again, would be the direct response marketing style. Again, somebody responding to an inbound phone call or an inbound marketing strategy where you get that way. So I think a lot of us are actually better in our sales skills when someone calls us and has some level of interest versus sitting on the phone or making contacts on the outbound side. So again, even though prospecting may be the weakest link in the selling chain today, I still believe that because, again, people have gotten too fragmented in their efforts. It is, I think, most people in our business, those of you that are still here, you can do a reasonable job of presenting if you're sitting across the table of someone that's reasonably interested in your product. Does that make sense? So if we can upgrade the number of opportunities to get you either face-to-face or in a live conversation with someone that has an interest in some type of message that you've sent out, we got a shot. Reverse prospecting can be, not on this call today, it can be the most expensive marketing of all. Print advertising, direct mail, TV, radio, those are all examples of reverse prospecting. Have a message that's so compelling that someone wants to pick up the phone or wants to try to reach you for more information. I do believe that the best reverse type prospecting direct response is the type that creates the highest level of curiosity. I may have said this in the past, that curiosity is the genius of all marketing. So when we talk about some of these examples that we're using today, remember that curiosity is the foundation. Because if your message in any one of these mediums isn't curious to the person that's listening, reading, or watching, then they're not going to pick up the phone and contact you anyway. So we spend a lot of time not trying to recreate marketing, but recreate messages through our marketing so that it has a higher level of curiosity. direct response and reverse prospecting is really a way to balance high tech with high touch. Automated marketing, a little more high tech. High impact marketing, a little more high touch. Reverse prospecting, again, a little more high tech, but again, on a budget. It could also be described as passive strategies returning high results for effort. Again, passive marketing. It wouldn't be what I would suggest that you do solely in your marketing plan, just passive marketing, but I do think that it's it is a strategy that you can use so that maybe you have more time to build relationships on a different level. We're still trying to create interest through the curiosity, because reverse prospecting, all it's going to do is give you a swing at the plate, if it works, by the way. If it works, you'll have the opportunity to kick that into another gear. So it's passive right up until the point somebody says, I received your, I listened to, and I want more information. That's when it's game on. But at the very beginning, it's trying to create the interest. Your revenue, and I'm sure Josh can appreciate, the revenue in your company and all of our companies will always be defined by our ability to get somebody to sign the contract. I got that. See, that's what defines income. But through this type of marketing, we just need more opportunities to make that happen, to move the sale along so you can use your sales skills, which we've talked about on other calls in the series. So we'll stay focused with simply looking at some of the examples. Some of the examples I'm going to give you are very basic, and some are a bit more thought-provoking and action-provoking. I want to touch on a bit of the spectrum there so that you can see it's a concept. It's a concept of marketing that I'm offering here rather than specific. Well, though there may be a couple right now that when I talk about, I'll say, really consider this one. This one's generating some pretty good results. But other than that, just know that we're looking at from the very basic to some that are a little bit more, action stimulated on your part, even though they're passive. It's going to take the action to create the strategy, and after that, that's where the passivity comes in. It becomes a little more passive. So let's spend the rest of the time, and as always, we've got a short time together, so I want to put some meat on the table, and let's look at some of the examples of each of these. We always have such a short time together that in the past there's been a couple of these that I've touched on that I want to just give you a little bit more meat on how to use this. As in the very most basic, this would be the easiest and most basic and probably the most cost-effective example would be what I call targeted door hangers. Now, I didn't just say, because really, if a door hanger happens to work, there's a pretty good example of reverse prospecting. Somebody read something that you offered, and it stimulated an inbound phone call through the curiosity, the interest factor. So I guess the key word, again, is, first of all, targeted. Those that are using, and by the way, real estate agents that I speak to, this isn't an aha. You know, for 30 years, they've used door hangers in one way or another. And in the mortgage business, as well as co-prospecting with a realtor, we're really refining the concept. Here would be an example. Rather than, 20 years ago or maybe 10 or, I don't know, maybe last week for some of you, we were using door hangers that said things like, why rent on an apartment building? Well, given the environment in the mortgage business today, I don't think we can just go after anybody renting with the new kind of loan programs and credit guidelines and the rest of it. But I still like the concept. But what we're going after today is a little bit more, a little finer. We're going after that concept, but now heading for what we call affluent renters rather than just a renter. Affluent renters. And one of the reasons is to help drive your purchase business. I know we're involved in a pretty stimulated refi market today. That's not going to be there forever, like always. So I'd like to see you build and balance the purchase with the refi, especially right now. Don't take your eye off that. So one of the reasons, yeah, it may be basic, targeted door hangers, but one of the overall reasons is I have made promises and commitments to my realtor through our co-marketing agreement. The part of the thing that I'm going to be involved in is attacking and being proactive and driving the purchase market in my area. So with that in mind, I've got to look at some of the things that I can use to, again, attack that market. It would be things like really on these door hangers, some of the things that have changed is we're promoting things like the tax credit that that actually comes to an end November 30th of this year. So, there's not enough people that are taking advantage of that, but I think it's an education process. So if I was ever to put a door hanger, it's just not going to say, hey, why rent? You should buy a house. Now's a nice time. That wouldn't be the message. That's not curious enough. So we're promoting things like other homes, and we're promoting payments, and we're promoting things like the tax credit. I've created a pretty decent flyer on that, which really a lot of people today can't even explain the difference between the tax credit and a tax deduction. Well, that's huge. Well, that's going to be a relying on us to take that to the marketplace. So I've given Josh a copy of that flyer I've created that you could use for yourself. You could use with your realtor partner in co-prospecting if you choose. And I've given Josh permission to share that with you. So if you'd like it, just let him know. And again, I say we promote payment and we have pictures and we kick it up. That's all. If you're going to use and by the way, at 3 cents a piece, you know what? I got to at least take a look at it in using anything that's going to get in that under a nickel marketing piece for me. I think we have to take a look. So, and again, so you got that. That very basic, but that's just an example of reverse prospecting. Number two, an example, and here's how this has changed, is with our realtor and our for sale by owners that we're working with today, is the use of yard signs. We really have changed the look. They just look different. I mean, for the last 5 years, yard signs wasn't something you go, boy, there's a new idea. Well, remember, I'm not looking for as many new ideas as I am taking some of the strategies that we've used in the past and then alter the message. Does that make sense? Well, it's like a yard sign. I still like it. The price is right. I can utilize it for inbound phone calls. If they have an emotional response mechanism built in, meaning no more than a 2 or 3 years ago, you had yard signs everywhere. This was not something that everybody didn't get involved in. Every corner, every house, every FSBO, every realtor. But the promotion on the sign was always towards down payment. Now, given that today there's only a couple of zero down payment programs left, we don't promote zero down payment anymore on those signs. You know, other than rural development and VA, that's about it for zero down. So, but I still like the concept. It's passive. And it has an opportunity of the inbound phone call. Now, this sort of ties in, but a lot of you, in fact, I've been contacted through email over the last couple of weeks. I can tell you that you're right on the street in your community. I think that I'm sure you have a better feel for what's beginning to stir in your community. But overall, I'm really noticing a well, it's not. I'm not going to say, boy, what a turnaround, or these are happy days again. But I'll tell you what, these are better days. There's stuff going on. Open house activities up. Consumer confidence is up. We're getting some positive signs. That's all good. So I think now is the time we've got to absolutely don't miss what's going on right now. And again, I don't say that this is the huge turnaround of our business, but I'll tell you what, there's some positive things going on today that weren't even 60 days ago. So let's use another piece of technology now. This is, remember, a door hanger. There's not much technology there except the fact of the message on it. The yard sign, we'll add a little technology with the call capture technology. I always promote answering your telephone. And that's one of the ways you can probably get more business. I'm a good one for that. I believe in touching your customer, building a relationship. Trust and confidence and credibility come from talking to your client. I got it. But with the call capture technology, I like it for a number of other reasons, not the least of which is the cost factor. But again, that technology isn't new, meaning for the last 7 to 10 years, there have been companies offering that particular technology. Well, I like it today for a couple of other reasons. Number one, it's like having a marketing assistant that doesn't take a day off, works 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. I like that part of that particular strategy. Second thing that I like about the strategy is it tracks advertising dollars. How do you track it? I mean, think about the things that you do. So we're using call capture. Yes, it's a part of reverse prospecting. If I can have something of interest and have somebody call that number, that's a pretty good return. It'll help me track the advertising dollars and different things like that, and it'll give you the opportunity to do other things. We're using that technology and in conjunction with co-prospecting with our realtor, number one, whether it's on a name writer on a listing or a separate sign or on their website. With that technology, I have an unlimited amount of extensions that I can use with one 800 number. Does that make sense? In other words, with my 800 call capture number, I can use an unlimited amount of extensions. So any for sale by owner that gets, let's say, a yard sign with a call capture phone number on it, the extensions always start with 2-233, 244. So right off the bat, you know that anytime there's a call on extension that starts with a 2, it's from some kind of call capture technology that you've used with a for sale by owner. So I think that's part of it. We've added more prompts than ever before. Let's just say that it is on a yard sign, and it does promote payment. Now when somebody calls on that extension, we just give them I want to give them more opportunities to take that next step, ask for something. So the message may start off, thanks for calling Bill Sparkman's Real Estate Mortgage Hotline. Please put in the extension of the property that you saw the advertising on. But now the next step is we give them other opportunities. And I think we've really seen some good if you're using call capture now, this would be one thing you'll be able to take from this particular call, I hope, is to give more prompts. In other words, press the extension number to learn more about that property. Well, that's pretty simple. But you can also press, as you know, press this particular key to talk to a live mortgage loan officer about how we arrived at that payment. If you'd like a private showing on that property, press 7. Your phone and the realtor's rings. If you'd like a list of other homes in that particular area or school district that qualify for the under $1,000 payment per month, press 6. In other words, I want to give them enough opportunities. If you'd like information on our upcoming How to Make a Fortune in Real Estate in a Down Market seminar, press 4. So either I get them on the property or maybe a little bit on the mortgage, or maybe I'll get them, they want more information. But again, it's very passive, very affordable, and I think that those were two things. And again, it's something that I think if you're using it, if you're not getting results, or let's say, if you're not getting results at the pace that you want, don't do away again with, oh, forget it, I'm not going to use call capture anymore. I would say call timeout, hold on. And now let's look at how you're using it. What does it say? Does it create curiosity? So there would be another example of don't throw out the strategy. Maybe it's the ideas and how you're using it that can make a bigger difference. Okay, let's look another strategy using the reverse prospecting is what I call the ethical bribe. and the ethical bribe is report marketing. I don't know if there's a better word for that, using report marketing, which if there's enough personal value, if you can add personal value to a particular report that you're asking somebody to contact you for, then you get that's why I call it the ethical bribe. Have something good to say. Report marketing, what do you think? That's new? We were using report marketing 15 years ago. Call for your free report on how to not make these 7 mistakes when you buy a home or whatever it might be. But you see, today, I still see so many. Pick up a Homes and Land magazine. Pick up one of the realtor magazines at the grocery store where you live. And I think if you start looking for those that are using either the call capture or the report marketing, look at how they're using it. It's like it was done 10 years ago for the realtors that are using the call capture technology, and you can tell by looking at the magazine because it'll show the house and it'll say enter code whatever, so you pretty much know they're using it. But then look at the ad. It's just they're promoting price instead of payment. So again, I think we look at how we're doing it. The report marketing. Look in your Homes and Land and your real estate magazine, and I'm sure you'll see at least one or two opportunities for someone to call for a free report or go on any website of a realtor or a lender. That's not new. But then look at the topics. There's still reports that you can send in to how to buy a home for zero down. I mean, if you're gonna create value, make it not only curious but make it topical. Call for our free report on this is the best time to buy. Here's the 10 reasons why. Call for your free report, how to make a fortune in a down real estate market. Call for your free report, probably our most interesting one today with the biggest response is, call for your free report on how to buy a HUD REO for $100 down. So again, I like the concept, but make it current. With what's going on in the marketplace today, you and I can babble all we want back and forth about, oh, it's a great time to buy a home. Well, of course it is. We can babble back and forth about the fact that 52% of every purchase today is a first-time home buyer. Well, that's nice. We can talk about, boy, wouldn't this be a good time to buy an investment property? Well, that's just great. It doesn't matter what you and I believe. It doesn't matter what we know. It's how do you get that to the consumer or to our clients so that they want. Maybe that's the difference between knowledge and wisdom. Knowledge is just what you know. Wisdom is can you get it out so somebody else wants more information. So again, I just an example, but I like it because of how cost-effective it is. I've given you a couple of things that you can use, or at least you can get from Josh for those types of reports. And by the way, that's another prompt on your call capture. If you'd like our free report on how to, you know, whatever in your area, if you're in an area that qualifies for the rural development loan, that's also a great opportunity again to promote that. You can go on the Rural Development website, and probably in 10 minutes, you could create a pretty good report. not very difficult. They got everything you need right there. And then, now the question is, what do you do with it? First thing I'd do with it would take it to every one of my realtors and share the knowledge. Second thing, you can use that particular topic today because it's just one of the only zero-down programs left, if nothing else. And remember, until next year, they're still using the 2000 census to come up with qualified counties that are available for that program. So don't be too fast to eliminate an area maybe near yourself without first checking their website. Because, again, it may be an area of more than 20,000 population today, but maybe 9 years ago, it wasn't, all right? That's another, I don't want to beat that topic, but the key where it ties into report marketing. And by the way, if you're not in an area that is qualifies for the Rural Development Program, well, then don't make that report. Do another one. Okay, next example. Probably one that I'm going to add a couple of Well, let me give the first of all, I'm going to talk about text marketing. Text marketing, by the way, is something given for some of you, this is not new. There's, you know, 250 million activated cell phones in America. There's over a billion text messages sent every day. So number one, I look and go, okay, wait a second. I'm not too technical about it. I'd sure like to get in on that. Does that make sense? Just for that reason alone. And the fact that our, you know, my generation, or the baby boomers, may be not as active in that billion-a-day texting. But the next generation, I'm telling you, it's all about texting. So I think we have to at least look at how do I use text marketing to create reverse prospecting for myself and for my realtor partner. So I'm going to give you just a couple of ideas on how to use that. There's a great vendor, and by the way, it's really cost effective. So first of all, we use text marketing on realtor listings and are for sale by owners. Okay, make it simple. Okay, they may not get out of their car and go pick up a flyer out of that box that's empty, which ticks me off. Why do they put a flyer box out when there's no flyer in it? They may not call the realtor or the FSBO, but if it says, if it has a text code on that sign or that rider where they can just text in for information, come on, I got a shot on this one, I got to tell you. If they do put in the text code, I'm going to say the buyer, the prospect, the person sitting there putting in the text code, they receive two texts immediately back. One with the listing details and pictures. Get this. And two, a request for if they want an immediate callback. They also have an option of hitting one other number to get information on the financing on that particular property. This is too cool. I want you to think about this. So the buyer, all they do, and I'm going to say prospect, they enter the text on their phone. The agent, or the for sale by owner, receives an automatic alert with the buyer's contact information. I mean, come on. This is too good. Next, all the leads are captured into a web portal. So this is almost like the next level from call capture, right? If they don't call the call capture number, maybe I'll get them to text and get that same result. The text codes are all reusable. The realtor sells that property or it doesn't, and he wants to use it on another property, or the for sale by owner sells. The text codes are all reusable, and there is also immediate information on the property regarding mortgage details. That makes sense? So remember, you could get as creative as you want. It tracks leads, and the cost is either under or right at $4 a month. I mean, come on. If I can now take in, remember, we're going after every medium we can, a door hanger, a yard sign, an 800 number call capture. We've talked about having this report marketing available. Now I'm going after the medium of text marketing, so it becomes not, it's not the only thing in the world, but I'll tell you what, in the spirit of having something that's a little bit new for the mortgage originators on the phone, having something that you can go to your realtor and talk about that happens to be a little bit more creative, a little bit more than talking about loan programs, to me, there's a unique opportunity here. There's a window because, again, I already said call capture is not new. Report marketing isn't. Yard signs, targeted door hangers. But there is a little bit of flash and there's a little bit of new. At least we can get the information to our referral partners and have something, again, that begins to answer the question of what makes you any different than anybody else. You return your phone calls on time? No, not even close. That's a given. All right. Well, are you kidding me? If you're in the mortgage business today, you're a marketeer. There's only four loan programs left. Come on. What do you want to be an expert at that? There you go. That's what I got. Price is about the same. There you go. Service? Yeah, if I can handle that. So let's put all that aside If you're going to talk to realtors, and I talked to realtors this morning before this particular call, and talking about what they need assistance in this market through the partnership with their vendor, whether it's a title company, a lender, is, again, it always goes back to ideas and strategies to help generate more business. The person speaking after me was to talk about online marketing and internet marketing, and I said, that's all good. But we've also got to find a way to balance that with relationship-based marketing. So this particular tool, for, like I said, for $4 a month, $40-some a year, I'll tell you what, I've got to find ways now to get that message out. If nothing else, I want somebody to say, well, I never heard of that. Well, okay, and I shouldn't say that. I have a really good shot at generating more interest from my realtor partner talking about text marketing and some of the things that we've talked about in sharing this technology than I do talking about our 30-year fixed rates. I'd almost laugh. I mean, what are my rates? I mean, God, I don't know. Let's go on the website. Well, what? See, that's not the issue. I already know that, but I think you and I have to be, smart enough to approach that particular opportunity with something a little bit deeper. Does that make sense? And by the way, you control the text code. Are you kidding? If you're working with a partner or a for sale by owner, and that particular relationship goes sideways, well, take that text code and go down the road. Pack that instead of rate sheets or program type education. I still think there is a need for that, by the way, but that's a different type of marketing. I'm not talking about educational opportunities and taking these ideas to your realtor to teach and whatever. That's a different type of marketing. Now we're going to talk to them about what if you open the conversation with, yeah, I'm in the mortgage business. Of course we have service and the rest of it, but I'm kind of a marketeer like you. You know, I spend a lot of my effort, time, energy looking at ways to not only build my business but my realtor partner's business through automated marketing and through leveraging new technology ideas to generate more prospects and less suspects. I mean, come on. If you say that, what's the guy going to say? No, I don't want to talk to you. Well, if he doesn't, that's okay. The group I was with this morning in their particular little association, there's 1,400 real estate agents. Come on, I'm going to find two or three, okay? But I think it's using some of this kind of technology where I'll have a little bit better shot at gaining attention. Because, you see, you want to achieve the exact same thing through your conversations with referral partners as you do through reverse prospecting. You got to get a realtor interested, right? That's just reverse prospecting also. So I think you got to have that same level of interest, generate that same level of curiosity with your realtors as well. I got a couple more here for you to look at. So take a look at that. If that hit a button with you, I'm going to share that particular vendor. Take a look at it. The jury's always out. I don't stand up and say this is the greatest thing in the world until we've had a little beta test and what's going on. But I'll tell you what, I'll be the first to try that. See, I don't have to put $400 on the table. You want $4? Okay, I'll go tell you how it works. So, if you want more information on that, I'll give you the website to look at. And by the way, it's the only website I've found yet that uses that. A lot of other little tricky things. Turn your radio to channel whatever and hear about the house. I got it. All right, that's out there. But we're just taking a different cut at it. Okay. Next example would be let's take a cut at the voice broadcast. Mentioned it before. Why do I like it? Very simple. 12 cents per delivered message. I can't send a letter. I can't hardly do anything in marketing using technology and reverse prospecting at 12 cents a pop. So first of all, I like the cost of it. Number two, I like it because it's low maintenance and simple. Anything that's simple, sign me up. So simple, low maintenance, the cost is right. Now, what do I do with it? Not a new idea. I think the first time somebody tried to get me to buy their voice broadcast system was, I don't know, 10 years ago. So it's not new, but now. How can we use that, again, with our referral partners, our realtor partners, as another example of what sets you apart? And again, the versatility and the ease of use is something that will make it very easy for you to take a look at. We're using it today with a fairly high level of results, first of all, with closed clients. I know you may send newsletters, maybe you send them a message every month. I'm not saying not do any of that, but I think this is the time, especially in these economic times, during the times where everybody seems to be bailing out of the business, where it wouldn't be a bad idea for you to let your closed clients know that you're still in the business. And one of those ways is through voice broadcast. For a couple that I'm coaching now, they use all those things we've talked about in the past. They use the electronic newsletters. They do a lot of those, but they're also beginning to use voice broadcast just 3 or 4 times a year. You don't have to send something out every month, but 3 or 4 times a year, just letting your closed clients know, number one, you're still in business. The market's turning. Things are getting good. We're heating up. It's spring. I'd love to talk to you or someone you know that is ready to buy a home or refinance property. So it's a warm lead, first of all, if you use it with closed clients. If you don't have enough closed clients to say, and by the way, there's no monthly cost or anything. It's just 12 cents every time you leave a message on somebody's phone. So if it's a warm lead, pretty nice just to say, hey, everybody, or hi, I'm sorry we missed you, but just wanted to call and I'll let you hear my voice, let you know I'm still in the business and the market's really beginning to turn, and I'd love to help yourself or anybody that you know that's thinking of refinancing or buying a piece of property. So it just gives them another medium. Now they hear your voice, and they saw your flyer, if that's what you send, or a newsletter. So again, I wouldn't replace those, but using voice broadcast, now I have the opportunity to use reverse prospecting, because you can also add, besides just, hi, this is Bill, sorry I missed you, market's great, spring's here, let's get busy, I'm busier than ever, but it also gives you the opportunity to leave a call to action. The call to action separates it from just a nice, hi, how are you, I'm still around. Now a call to action is where reverse prospecting, can you say something that will cause an immediate response? That's what we're looking at. Well, come on, you've got their phone number. You may not have their email, but I guarantee you should have their phone number. And now, what do you want to say? Besides, I'm still here. Love to help you, your neighbors. Third party influence and closed client referrals are still generating about 75% of the business today. So maybe you want to offer for the month of June, for all of my closed clients, I'm offering a free mortgage review and a free credit analysis, including a free credit report. Make the call to action curious and interesting enough, and maybe topical. There's a lot going on in the news every night about having your credit checked and this guy playing a guitar. And I mean, I call that borrowed credibility. Play on that. Does that make sense? There is confusion in the marketplace today with regards to credit, how to increase your credit score, credit identity theft. You have an opportunity, right, especially with your closed client. If you don't have enough, go to your referral partners and come up with a great message that you can share and the same type of offering. So, and by the way, that one just is, and again, I only promote this because of this 12 cents each, voiceshot.com. Just take a look, and again, I like it. No contract, not to sign up. Just if you want to use it, use it, and find a way to make it work for you. The next part we touched on a little bit last time we talked. I'm going to give you just a throw in a couple of ideas that we're learning more, and that's called free print ad advertising. And I think that print advertising is not new. If it's free, I'm in. I've been using print advertising in the 80s, the 90s, the 2000s. I mean, print advertising is still a medium, but again, it can be, like direct mail, a pretty high cost factor in your business. So if it's free, we're using that. And we're using that through places like Backpage.com. Backpage is a Craigslist lookalike. Obviously, it's a little less crowded right now. I know that some of you are on the call today weren't here, I think, 3 or 4 weeks ago when we were talking about Backpage and Craigslist. But again, I would reiterate the fact that, number one, it has a lot of eyes looking at what you have to say. Number one, we already said Craigslist gets more hits than Realtor.com. I got it. Backpage is picking up pace. So first of all, I have a lot of eyes. Second of all, I already said it's free. I can have 10 free accounts. It's free to, it costs zero to set them up. I can run one ad per day per account. So, second or third thing, that part of it. It's free to run the ad as well. So if that's all you took was just what I've said so far and said, you know what, I've got to take a look at that, and I just suggest when you get more hits than Realtor.com, Century21.com, Remax.com, put them all together, RealTracks, then I've at least got to check it out. I don't have to be an expert yet, by the way. Pretty easy to set up an ad. Now the question becomes, where do you put an ad there, and what would it say? That would be the next step. I'll throw out again that where we are putting ads today, and if you put in your city, New Orleans, Louisiana, under Craigslist or Backpage, that's funny. Backpage comes up, but it looks almost like Craigslist. You know, the way that they have all the services and that, and you'll see that particular heading that says houses for rent. And I think on Craigslist it says houses and apartments for rent. That's where we put ads, by the way. We don't put any ads under, even for our realtor partners. With our realtor partners and co-prospecting, we're not putting, every realtor has their ads under homes for sale. But we're coming together, and by the way, I'd never discourage a realtor because, again, the fact that it's free and it's getting a lot of traction, it's getting a lot of momentum right now. I'm not discouraging them. I'm just saying, let's give it another shot. Let's put something under homes for rent. At least I know the eyes, again, of the people reading that ad are people that are moving. If they're not moving, why would they read houses for rent? So at least they're I don't know if they got a job. I don't know their credit score, but I'll tell you what. They passed the first test. They've got to be moving into the area. So we start with that, and then again, it goes right back to reverse prospecting. What is it that you can say that will cause action on the part of the person reading it? If that ad that you put said, if it said, why rent? You should buy a home. Today's a good day. Okay, that's nice. Well, no. There's not enough meat in there. There's no curiosity. There's no interest. There's no call to action. So at least begin to explore those things. And I've already given you, by the way, what if it was just report marketing tied in with your free print advertising on Craigslist and Backpage? You see, it's more than just this is a nice time to buy. What if you offered a free credit report? I mean, not a free credit, a free report on how to take advantage of the HUD REO $100 down program in your community, just that alone. And if they click on that, that takes them to your landing page where you have that report, by the way. You use that ethical bribe, but you're creating some value for them, I guess. They've got to be, anyway, so I think it's the message that I want you to take a look at if you're going to use that. For those that are using Craigslist now, keep your message as short as you can. It's a simple, it's a very simple ad. It's like putting something on the internet. You know how the search engines, you know, they don't pick up words like lovely cottage. They don't know what that means. So, just a three-bedroom, you watch the realtors, the ones that are getting a good response through their internet marketing. It's just three-bedroom, two-bath, Davidson School, payment under $1,000, whatever. Click here for more info. So I think the less it says, the more search engines pick it up, and you'll be on it. So there's kind of a clue for that, as well as Backpage Craigslist having less to say than more. It could say, why rent? Call for click here, do something, get our free report on the REO HUD $100 down program. And we already know that, you know, the seller can pay their closing costs, and, of course, the seller's FHA. I mean, you can set up a reserve for repairs up to $5,000. If you're going to use that particular ethical bribe report, just make sure that you've got, and by the way, go HUD.gov, click on their REO program. In, again, 10 minutes, you're the expert. Now, what are you going to do with it? So back to load that up in your toolkit. You got another club in your bag. When you talk to a realtor, yeah, text marketing, got it. I'm using voice broadcasts. I've got call capture technology. We're using targeted doors on yard sign, door hang. I think that it becomes more how do you want to work together, and then it's more if you want to forward that relationship. So we talked last time about Craigslist specifically. Using spiders that flag the dupes, duplicate words. That's why your ad today says May 12th, and tomorrow it will be on May 13th. It just picks up the word duplications and does it. Now, it can't identify pictures. That's why realtors can add pictures on their Craigslist back page, and they don't have the ability to pack, so the pictures are there forever. So if you can find a way, and you know, my web designer, along with two or three that I'm currently coaching, have told me how simple it is to take a picture of your text ad and place that onto the Craigslist back page, where the spiders can identify that picture. It was just, in fact, this morning, a realtor says, oh, yeah, I do that all the time. I'm saying, oh, really? How's that work? Or how do you do it? He goes, not sure, but he said it's very, very easy to be done. Somebody that's their business. So it gives you some other things to think about and how to use that. At least begin to look at that possibility for yourself. And if you are using it straight text, then I would say change it every Tuesday and Thursday, a couple days a week. Change what it says. So now you don't have to go, if you're not going to take the next step and really look at how to create a picture of your text to keep it on the daily page, then at least look at the possibility of Tuesdays and Thursdays, spend a few minutes and change the message. The last thing I'll say, and I'll just wrap up, we can go on and on, as you always know, but is the free property websites. Back to your realtor, what makes you different? Back to a FSBO, what makes you different? We're using free property websites with the FSBOs and the realtors as part of your I don't like the word pitch, but the free websites also have something of interest that you can put on the table that begins to separate from others that they either work with or they've talked to. I think before we've been using one called ePropertySites.com, $10. I mean, come on, $10. Create a beautiful, great-looking, you don't create it, website. It's off the shelf. It's beautiful. Offer that to your for sale by owners. But now, in the last 3 or 4 weeks, really using one called postlets.com. It's free. If you look at postlets.com, postlets.com, tell me you can come up with a reason or a strategy on how to use that. It's a free website for a property. Does that make sense? You've seen this before. Put in this address, and this website comes up. They're free. I can't go to my realtors or my for sale by owners and say, hey, I got some ideas that'll help. And by the way, once that comes up, we go right after reverse prospecting. If you can get somebody to bring that website up, and of course, you're part of it, I mean, come on, you're the one that brought the idea to the table, either for $10 or free, I think we could come up with something that's interesting that we can use to create interest and curiosity. But I think it starts with, just take a look at those two, for no other reason than $10 and free, postlets.com, epropertysites.com. Pretty good opportunities there. Well, okay, we go around the block another 50 times, but I think that, first of all, you know what it is. You've got some examples. Some of you are using reverse prospecting right now. I know you are. After you've heard this, you go, I know, I do that. So maybe what you got out of this particular session was, how can you upgrade it, maybe? Is it working or not? If you called me in 5 minutes and said, I use the reverse prospect, first thing I'd say is, great, how's it working? Does it work? Is it work at the pace you want it to? And if not, don't throw away reverse prospecting. Just take a look. how you can make it more interesting, curious, before you eliminate the marketing idea. Well, in summary, remember that it's action that causes results. It's not ideas. If you hang up and went, oh, there's an idea I never thought of, forget it. Ideas last about 20 minutes or a day at the most, and they don't put any money in your pocket. I know a lot of people with a lot of ideas that I haven't booked a loan in 2 months, but they've got more ideas than you can act. So act swiftly if you did get something out of this. If you did, as always, one way to say thank you for the idea, not me, thank Josh, the Ibis Group. It was free for you. It's not. I'm not free. They pick up the tab because they have a high sense of urgency in helping deliver you ideas that can help grow your business and your realtor partnership. So that's a good way to say thanks. Let Josh know that you got something and act swiftly. And any flyer that I mentioned, I'll shoot it over to Josh. And if you'd like to use that, feel free. So with that, just be generous, be kind, and share the wealth. And until next time, I'll kick it back over to Josh.
Bill, thanks a lot. It's terrific information. And again, you know, it's hard to retain all of this sometimes on an initial listen, but we host a recording on our website. It will probably be up sometime early next week, and we'll email our database to let them know. To find out about Bill's upcoming speaking schedule, he's got articles and some great information on his website, BillSparkmanTheCoach.com. I'm with the Ibis Group. You can find us at meetrealtors.com. We help loan officers partner with productive realtors in their local market. Thanks again for joining us today. Good afternoon.
Thanks, everybody.